Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Brad Ebert.
As Ebert comes in and he squeezes it home.
Andrew Jarman.
Jarman socking it on the ground. Oh!
And Greg Blewett.
Yeah! And that is Blewett's 100.
Bebo, Bluey and Jars. The Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 on Triple M. Adelaide Tools. Trusted brands. Trusted service. Since 1949.
Australia.
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 Well, we've waited a long time, like everybody else, and have a look how strong that team looks. 63 from so many sports, the whole of the basketball contingent behind Paddy Mills and Kate Campbell making a statement here by deciding, yes, I'm going to carry this flag. So these two great Australians at the head of this wonderful team, there is just so much optimism. It's a Freeman-like moment, Naomi Osaka. So is this the answer to our questions?
La flamme olympique est portée par Osaka Naomi, joueuse de tennis. So
the Olympic flame is past you. Osaka Naomi, tennis player.
次に、オリンピック成功をつなぐのは、テニス選手、大阪直美さん。
It's the opening ceremony's golden moment. So the torchbearer and the cauldron are about to unite. Powerful symbol in sport.
Oh, there is our Bruce McAvaney getting very excited last night. It was the opening ceremony, of course, of the Japan Olympics over there in Tokyo. And it's a very good morning, firstly, to everyone in Adelaide. I hope you're going well in lockdown. We're at day four, and we hope that everyone's coping well. Good signs. Only one case yesterday, two the day before, so hopefully we're out of lockdown as of Tuesday, but it's a very good welcome to Dead Set Legends, and it's a very good welcome to Andrew Jarman. Good morning, Jars.
Good morning, Blue. Good morning, Adelaide. Nice to be here, working from home, obviously due to the virus. Thank you very much. But I watched it last night, the ceremony, enjoyed it. Actually enjoyed it, even though there was no one there.
Yeah. I have to say it was a little bit flat for me. I watched most of it, Jars. Obviously, because of numbers, they couldn't, you know, pump it up what they normally would. But I just thought they had to a bit more of a bang at the start. There was a couple of dances and a bit of a laser show. Just didn't quite get the juices going for me, Jars.
There's restrictions over there. I thought they did very well. I actually enjoyed it. Proud to see our country. The flag bearers, and we're ready to go. I think we'll win a heap of gold medals, young Gregory. I'm tipping up to 14, 16 gold medals this year. Olympics.
All right. Well, that's nice. So, nice.
Where's Bradley Ebert? Where's Ebo?
No Ebo.
What's
happened to Ebo?
I don't
know,
mate.
No, we're both from home, why couldn't Ebo work from home?
You're the boss of this show. Find out.
All right, I'll find out.
All right, let's go, mate. Big show. What have we got?
You know what we'll do? We'll ring him. We'll find out during the show.
Of course we'll
find out where he is.
Okay, mate.
You know what I did notice last night, Jars? The flag bearer is Kate Campbell and Paddy Mills. Mm. Paddy Mills is 6'1", but Kate Campbell she was all over him.
Yeah,
How tall is she?
She's a superstar.
She's a superstar.
She'll win gold. Yeah, you can back that in, TG. Nice to have you, MEG, as well.
Hello. You know what was cool about last night that nobody even mentioned or noticed?
Yes.
As the countries walked out, did you notice the music that they were coming out to?
What was it?
It was all Japanese video games.
Was it?
Yeah, and nobody mentioned it. The commentators didn't even notice. And I'm sitting there thinking, I've played all these games, and all of them were different video game themes. Only in Japan.
I liked our uniform as well. I thought we looked
lovely.
We looked modern. We looked smart. We looked slick.
And some countries didn't even want to wear a mask. So there you go. It was mandatory.
Who didn't wear a mask?
Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, all those wonderful countries. But anyway, we're underway, Gregor. We've got plenty of things happening today. Who's on the show, please?
Yeah, we got Dizzy Gillespie. Now, I've been trying to get Jason Gillespie, who, of course, is the coach of the Redbacks and the Strikers, been trying to get him on for months, but you've been fobbing that off. You're saying it's footy season, but we need to know what's going on with our Redbacks. We've got Jade Clark, of course, and we've got Scotty Burns. So we'll check in with him, see what's going on with the Crows. So lots coming up, but what about last night, Jars? Bokey, 300 games.
Wonderful. wonderful performance, wonderful individual. Got the job done, the boys, so very proud. And they tried to get his mum over to go and watch the game live, but a couple of little hiccups. He was going to be a special comments commentator for one of the radio stations. Good on
that's
him.
That's right. What's so funny about that? Can you get up, please? You look flat. Now, everyone can't see you, but you look like you've just got out of bed.
I'm tickety-boo. Let's get underway.
All right.
133-53. What'd you think of the opening ceremony last night of the Olympic Games? Give us your feedback. Get on the phones. Talk to us about anything. Anything about last night's game. Port Adelaide, what'd you think? Just 4 points. Workmanlike. The Adelaide Crows are on tonight. What are they playing for, Gregory? What are the Crows playing for tonight?
Bit of pride, Jazz.
To Dead Set Legends, Triple M.
Jazz, Port played last night against Collingwood at Marvel Stadium. 14 goals, 13 to 10 goals, 9. Big Charlie Dixon booting 4. So they got the job done, and Travis Boak, of course, played his 300th. I've got a bit of a man crush on Travis Boak, Jazz.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Because, you know what, he stuck with the club. He could have gone back to Geelong. Remember when, you know, Geelong flew their entourage over to try and sweet-talk him? And Port was struggling at the time, and he went, no, you know what, I'm sticking around. And just the way he handles the media, he's an ultimate professional. He's a bloody good footballer as well. But, he's an absolute beauty. And he was good again last night in that win.
Yeah, him and Ollie Wines were very good around the midfield. But, yeah, he's been a wonderful player. Don't get me wrong. He's been a superstar. And I think Kenny got it wrong when they played him on that half-forward role for a couple of years there. And then they thought, we better put Trav back on the ball. And the last two or three years, he's playing super footy. And he's 33. He's still got 1 or 2 years of great football left in him. So he just needs that premiership, mate. And that's what they're striving for this year.
Yep, 300 games at AFL level is a bloody good achievement. Here he is after the siren last night.
It was a good, hard-fought game. And struggle at times, but the boys managed to wrestle the momentum back. And proud of that effort. It's been a funny old week. We could be in Melbourne for a little while, but it was a great day.
It's been a busy week for you personally, hasn't it? Obviously, so much has unfolded along the journey after being pick number 5 in the 06 draft, 15 years in the system. You've resisted the urges and the offers to come back to Victoria. How much does this milestone and this footy club mean to you?
I think Corona Games is a great honour to represent this footy club, and it's been a hell of a journey, and so many people have helped me get here, and I can't thank the footy club, the playing group that have been along that journey the whole time, the supporters, the whole staff of the footy club, and my family to help me get here. And it's just been one hell of a journey, and hopefully still a bit left.
And on your family, you know, unfortunately this scheduled home game couldn't happen at Adelaide Oval. I understand you had family to send on Adelaide for a big week, but have you been able to sit back with them and reflect on the last 15 years as well?
So Mum was over in Adelaide during the week and with my auntie and both my sisters, so that was really special to see them before I sort of come over here. And yeah, we had a bit of a chat about the journey it's been, and they've been incredible for me. I'm so thankful for the support they've given me right from the start, and I certainly wouldn't be here without them. And unfortunately, they couldn't be here tonight, but I know they've been here with me. And Mum, I love you. Cass, there, you've been amazing, so thank you so much.
There he is, Trav Boak. He is a beauty, Jars. And culture is often spoken about at sporting clubs and at different working environments. And I can tell you right now, he would be a coach's dream to have around a club.
Yeah. Oh, it certainly. And what he does do, Greg, is he joins a group of players who opposition fans respect
right there,
and love. Oh, my microphone fell. Who respect and love. And he's in there with Dave Mundy. Opposition supporter base love these blokes. Tony Modra's one of those blokes. Trav Boak's in there.
Yep.
They respect him and they love watching him play.
Where is he at in the greats of the Port Adelaide Footy Club?
Well, we have this. We talk about this all the time.
What's your opinion?
All-time Port Adelaide Magpies or just all-time AFL?
Go AFL.
Port Adelaide. AFL Port Adelaide. He's in the top three. There's Wangers, there's Treaders, and there's Boakey.
Well, not according to our own Bernie Vince, is what Bernie said.
Triple M's The Bump.
Big, big milestone this week. Travis Boak's 300.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go around the panel. Where does he rate in Port Adelaide's history?
I'm going Treadray, Gray, Boak.
Gray.
Treadray, Gray. Boak. You haven't got Wangers in the top three.
Ooh, you're kidding.
Wow.
Wanger's the number one.
He only played 100 games, didn't he?
Got Gavin on the line. Sorry, you want Bernie? Yeah, I'll just put him on.
You're fourth, Gavin, in my list.
I think he retracted that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, because it was a pile on. The backlash was enormous. But what a wonderful player, and he's still got some good footy left in him, Greg.
Yep, absolutely. All right, coming up next, we'll talk some of the sports at the Olympics, Jars. Maybe what you'd be good at, what you'd be crap at, and we'll just go through what should be included at the Olympics.
Bluey and Jars, your Dead Set Legends. On 104.7, it's Adelaide's Triple M with your Dead Set Legends this morning, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman.
Now, obviously, we'll talk about last night with the Olympics ceremony there, Gregory, and it got me thinking about what medals we win in our professional fields, gold, silver or bronze, right? My bloody mic's falling down again.
How are you going there?
Yeah, good. Yeah, just coping all right. Now, with you, I've selected gold, silver and bronze, what you'd win, all right? This is what I reckon you'd win if you're in the Olympics, right? Bronze medal, congratulations, you've picked up golf.
Yeah. Okay,
Done. Congratulations. Yep. Is there any applause there? Is anyone saying anything? Silver, spray tanning, because there's no doubt they'll bring that in the Olympics at some stage. Some of the events they've brought into this Tokyo Olympics, I've just been flabbergasted. Anyway,
and I've never had a spray tan.
And gold medal, slaughtering Gregory, the boundary line, the boundary work for a Triple M. Listen to this.
Clean belly, bill of health, Dyson, get $100 off your first order. Yeah. Australian Fall of Fame, Rose Midfield.
Today, Junior.
And from Australia, Greg Blewett, the gold medalist. Yeah, well done.
Can I have our national anthem, please?
Yeah, you would too. So there you go. There's some of the bizarre medals you'd win, Gregory.
All right, okay, no worries. Funny you say that, Jars, because I've got your bronze, silver and gold.
Of course you have.
As well. So I don't know whether we've got any audio here of the bronze medal, Emma G, but bronze medal, I think you would get a bronze in slaughtering live reads,
yeah,
Jars.
Yeah, we sure do, Woo-hoo. Blue.
They have heaps of different
Oh, that's Bernie.
They have heaps of different hospitality options available.
Yes, well, Bernie, the Morfordville Racecourse is bringing the Spring Racing Carnival to Adelaide. So hit refresh with a Cooper's Dry, the simple refreshing beer. Drink responsibly, family. Drink responsibly, family.
That one again, you said.
So hit refresh with a Cooper's Dry, the simple refreshing beer. Drink this.
You did it again.
Did I? Simply.
Speaking of simple, have a look in the mirror.
So hit refresh. So hit refresh with a Cooper's Dry, the simple. Simply.
You've done it again.
Shut up. So hit refresh with a Cooper's Dry.
I had a migraine that day.
Oh, yeah.
And that script was poorly written. Gee, you're a teacher. Poorly written. And what about old Clipper Byrne? The Clipper.
He was just shabbering away in the background.
So I'll get a bronze for that.
So you get a bronze in that.
Okay, buddy.
I reckon you'd get a silver in house painting, Jars.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether you'd be able to collect it because you'd be the fumes.
I'll just go to Bunnings, click and collect.
You can get your silver medal from Bunnings.
I've got to paint the gate again too. Yes.
Gold medal in name dropping.
Stephen Rowe, good, very dear friend of mine. Molly Miller, Gary McIntosh, Jordan DeGully, Bernie Vince, Tex Walker, Graham Corns, and my brother Malcolm Blight, Robert Shaw, Sean Wren, Big Sean Wren, Malcolm Blight, Kernahan, McDermott, McGuinness, Bradley. I've got some great friends from the Adelaide Crows.
You've forgotten Raf Nadal. You've forgotten Jason Bourne.
You dropped someone else the other day as well. I was thinking too, Jars, if you went to the Winter Olympics, I reckon you'd be favourite for a gold. In the luge, right? I just strap you to the sleigh, take the brakes off, and at 120 kegs, just push you down. And mate, if anyone could beat your time, it would be a miracle.
I'm not just stay in the tracks. Kegs. So I've been a luge.
You'd be luge champion for Australia.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Triple M's Dead Set Legends every Saturday morning from 9 on 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M with Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman.
Yeah, thanks, Em. We love having this man on. He's the coach of the Redbacks and the Strikers. He's running SA cricket basically single-handedly, and that's none other than Jason Gillespie. Good morning, Diz.
He's just give him a moment, Blue.
Oh. What's happened?
Oh, he's just he's here.
Has he dropped out?
No, he's here. He's just talking to Jared. Just having a chat.
Okay.
That's going
what did
well,
you think
well
of
done,
that
Greg.
Intro, Jazz?
Oh, I wasn't listening. Sorry. I was just reading about Alex Rance.
All right, he's ready, guys.
Hey, good morning, Dizzy.
Diz.
Ah, morning, gents.
Hey, welcome to Dead Set Legends, mate.
No. Oh, thanks, Blue Boy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm very, very, very good. Now, you're well into pre-season. I'd imagine you're about a month in. How are the boys shaping up?
Yeah, they're going really well. Thanks, Bluey. We've been really impressed. We've had some really good training sessions. We've progressed it nicely, you know, integrating their skills, new skills, trying some new things, but also securing the basics of their individual games. So, lads are fit and firing. They came back in really good shape. We empowered the players to really, you know, take ownership of their fitness work. Stephen Schwartz has been excellent in managing that, and they came back in great shape, mate. So, yeah, things are looking pretty good.
Now, Dooge, now that you've been with the team for a full summer, and now this is basically your first pre-season, what have you identified and, you know, where is the improvement going to come?
Yeah, it's a good question, and we've been thinking long and hard about that, Bluey. Obviously, you know, last summer was a disappointment. I did think we showed some real signs of progression, particularly after the Big Bash break. You know, we identified probably before then that we probably needed to put more first inning scores on the board. I'm talking Shield cricket here. And we were able to do that in the second half of the year. Where the big improvement I see for us is certainly looking to take 20 wickets in Shield cricket. We only managed to bowl a side out once last summer. You know, now we just didn't have that firepower to get through sides, so that's certainly something. And obviously with the signing of Brendan Doggett from Queensland and Nathan McAndrew from New South Wales, we've gone a bit of a way to addressing that.
And Diz, what about the young South Australian boys coming through? Who's some names that we can watch out for over summer? Because that's who I'm looking forward to watching.
Yeah, Jars, we've got some good young players. I mean, it's obviously great to see Wes Agar getting an opportunity with Australia over in the Caribbean at the moment. You know, we've got, you know, obviously, I thought Harry Nielsen showed some real signs of progression last summer, played a full season, did very well. Henry Hunt as well, you know, he showed a lot of promise there. And we've got a few young kids. We've got some rookies. So we've got Bailey Capel, Kyle Brazell, the Kelly brothers, who nice. Corey got an opportunity in the, you know, in the 50 over comp last year.
Very mischievous boys.
Sorry?
Very mischievous boys.
They're a little bit mischievous, Bluey. Yeah, they certainly are. They're cheeky. Actually, Steve Stubbings, our batting coach, was reviewing some footage he'd been taking of the lads doing their on his iPad, and he just leaves it at the top of the net while the lads are having a bat, and he's gone through some footage, and Thomas Kelly has taken over the iPad and just randomly started interviewing his teammates just while the the net sessions were on. So Stubbo had a bit of a laugh about that, the other day. But yeah, and also we've got a young lad, Ryan King, who East Torrens, left-hand bat, and is a big leg spinner, spins the ball big, and you know, delighted to be able to give these young South Australian players an opportunity in our rookie program.
Now, Diz, you mentioned Nathan McAndrew, who's an all-rounder from New South Wales. Now, where does he fit into the scheme of things, and what's your ideal team balance for Shield cricket?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Blue, and it's certainly the discussions we've been having. You know, we're pretty fortunate. We've got a number of all-rounders in our squad. So Sam Kerber, left-hand bat, left-arm spinner and very good fielder. There's potential for him to potentially provide some balance in our squad. You know, obviously got Lloyd Pope as a leg spinner. You know, he's developing nicely. With McAndrew, we've got him. We've got Liam Scott, and we've got Corey Kelly as our all-rounders, seam bowling all-rounders. Probably McAndrew is probably more a bowling all-rounder, with Liam Scott being a batting all-rounder, and then Corey is probably equal, if that makes sense, with both batting and bowling. So, you know, I think it'll come down to what our needs are on an individual game basis, you know, but ideally we'd like to be, as I mentioned earlier, Blue, we do certainly need to look to take 20 wickets, and it's something that we weren't able to do last year.
Well, just on that, Diz, a lot of people will want to know about Lloyd Pope, who's a very talented leg spinner, sort of in and out of the side a little bit over the last two years. What's he need to keep doing or improve?
Yeah, he's been working really hard on, you know, so some of the things he's working on in his game at the moment are the intent and energy to the crease. So so what that means, he just wants to a little bit quicker towards the crease and get a lot of impart a lot of spin on the ball. He's just working on his alignment. So he's coming in a little bit straighter and releasing the ball from a little bit closer to the stumps, as we just found that he's just probably been bowling mid-crease, so a little bit wide of the stumps. And, you know, for him to turn his leg break, he has to turn it quite a significant amount to get it to straighten to the right-hand batsman. So if he's getting closer to the stumps, he's more bowling in line with the stumps and landing the ball in line with the stumps. He probably doesn't have to spin it as much to make his leg spinner more effective. And we know how devastating his wrong end is.
Diz, before we let you go, I appreciate your time, because obviously you got a bit of farming work to do this morning. Why did you snub G. Blewett while he was at tennis practice with his little son, Sammy, while you were running, and you just gave him the bird?
I had a nasty feeling this was going to come up.
Well, he was shattered.
Charles, thank you for bringing this up. I was running. I went for a run up in the northeastern suburbs, and I just saw in the corner of my eye, Bluey there, and I was focused on my run. I had my headphones in, and I was working on going as quick as I could, and I just gave him a wave. And then once I finished my run, I did send him a message and apologise to him for not stopping and chatting. But he's still a bit grumpy at me at the moment, Jars. We might have busted his beloved Grey Nichols cricket bat.
The predator. Training.
Yeah, he hasn't been a happy camper, Jars.
Hasn't been a happy camper since he got sacked when you started the second, mate. So, anyway. Hey, great to catch up, Diz. Keep up the good work and we'll speak again.
Good on you, Jars. Thanks, Blue. Great to chat with
you.
Well
done,
brother.
See you,
there you go.
And he can give my cricket bat back whenever he likes, Jars.
Okay. All right, let's go, G.
It's Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Joins us every Saturday morning on Dead Set Legends, a very dear friend of ours, Greg Rust, one of the best going around. He's just come out of an ice bath, Blue. Good morning, Rusty.
Good morning. How are you all?
Hey, still stuck in New Zealand now? Let's get underway, Rusty. Now, calls today to delay or postpone this year's Bathurst 1000, given what's happening in New South Wales with their COVID spread. Has this got any merit, young Gregory?
Oh, I think it does, at least from the point of view of having a conversation about it. It may not change the date. They did an incredible job last year. I mean, as you guys know, it is like our AFL Grand Final. It is a massive thing for motorsport in Australia. It was hard to watch last year without a crowd, though. I mean, they did an incredible job with the broadcast, but we want it to be something that can be celebrated by the fans, either whole or in part. Peter Adderton, who was behind the wildcard bid for Greg Murphy and Richie Stanaway, has spoken about this with the guys from Speed Cafe. You could argue that it's coming from a selfish standpoint because it would give him some time for his drivers. But I actually think from a show point of view, which he goes into detail to talk about, it makes sense to at least have a discussion about this.
Now, just on scheduling, Rusty, the next event on the revised supercars calendar is back in Queensland again in a month's time. How challenging will that be for the sport?
Positive. It gets us away from the Olympic Games, and there are some good people working very hard to try and keep the show on the road. The challenge is going to be, you know, what's happening in Victoria. how far or how clear they will potentially be by that stage for those Victorian teams. Will they need to isolate for a couple of weeks or have a bubble scenario like the, you know, the rugby league guys are doing up there? It's a challenging scenario. It's great that they've sort of earmarked going back to Queensland Raceway, which is a great little facility that has good support in that part of southwest Queensland there out of Brisbane. Have been there, I think, since 2019 or something along those lines. So great idea to keep the sport on the road, but still I think some hurdles that we're going to have to face before then.
Now, this gets my blood boiling. Some disgraceful stuff levelled at Lewis Hamilton on social media after the crash with Max Verstappen at the British Grand Prix.
And it gets my blood beyond boiling. I would like to think that no Aussie fans were a part of this. And if they were, you know what? Please leave motorsport. We actually don't want those sort of people supporting the code. We want passionate debate about these sort of things that happen on track, but we don't want social or racial hate of any kind. Now, what unfolded in those first sort of six or seven corners between Lewis and Max was epic. It had the crowd on their feet at the British Grand Prix. You could argue that Lewis was a bit too ambitious when he tried to dive down the inside of Max and sent Verstappen into the tyre wall. 51G incident. Max thought it was a dangerous move by Lewis. Mercedes thought that the line or the trajectory that Lewis was going to take was his, and that it takes two to tango in these moments. I think it was a bit brave of Lewis to try and make that move. It underscores the battle in this championship between those two guys. Now, he did serve a penalty for it. He came back to win the race. It's tightened up the Drivers' Championship. I think there's 8 points in it going into the next event. We potentially have a little bit of a Prost Senna-style rivalry for the rest of the year, but let's just keep the social hate out of it, the racial hate. That's just rubbish, that stuff. Disgraceful is not a strong enough word.
Well said, Gregory. Well said. Take care, mate. Thanks for that great wrap-up, and we'll speak next week.
About yourselves, guys. Thank you very much.
That's Rusty for Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence.
Yeah, and you can check out Rusty's Garage podcast on the Listener app for free. Next, we're going to check in with Ebo, who's slacking off today.
Yes.
Apparently.
That's Bradley Ebert.
Your Dead Set Legends, Bluey and Jars on Triple M.
That's it.
4.7, it's Adelaide's Triple M with your Dead Set Legends, Greg Blewett, Andrew Jarman, and usually Brad Ebert.
Okay, this is where we like to see what's happening in the respective households of Greg Blewett and Bradley Ebert. He joins us on the Dead Set Legends. Good morning, Bradley.
Good morning, boys. How are you? How's it going without me? I hear it's a bit of a shambles at the moment. Shambles.
No,
I'm in shambles.
It's a shambles.
It's one of the best shows we've done, to be quite honest
with
you.
Very smooth. Very smooth, Ebo.
I'm sure it is, boys. I'm sure it is. But, hey, look, I'm sitting at home and I'm missing you guys.
Yeah. What do you want us to do? Cartwheels. Right, how you been, mate? What's happening?
Well, I've been good. Yeah, haven't really left the house too much, obviously. And, just making sure that I keep the boys entertained. So I've done every episode of Bluey you can think of and pretty much reenacted it out. I've played as the Wiggles. I just did Toot Toot Chugga Chugga just before. And mate, we made a little band earlier today, so I was on the harmonica. And now I don't know where else to go. So, and it's 10 a.m.
Any little jobs around the house, Ebo?
Yes.
I did actually. No painting, no. I did actually clean the house yesterday. Got a little bit of that done with Beck. And actually went out the back and trimmed up a tree. So, yeah, that side of it's pretty handy, getting a little bits and pieces done. Even made a little fire out the back. So that was a bit of fun, actually, the other day. Did a little outdoor backyard fire with the boys and toasted some marshmallows as if we were camping. Nice. So, mate, that's been my week of lockdown. And, just looking forward to getting back and see you boys, hey?
Oh, we can't wait to have you back, Ebo. Hey, mate, I'm sure you watched last night. Trav Boak, I'm sure he's a good mate of yours, 300 games.
Yeah, mate, absolute star. I think everyone probably would have talked about it, I'm sure. If I was listening to your first hour, I would have heard you boys to rant and rave about him as well. So,
and we did.
Of course I'm listening, boys, don't you worry. But, mate, Boakie is obviously a star. He's really, I think, one of those highly respected, regarded guys around the competition. It is off the back of that professionalism and just one of the all-time good guys as well. So it's always good to see when a guy like that makes it 300 games. And yeah, the boys walked away with an awesome win as well. So it was good to watch.
And, mate, what about the performance of your boys last night? It was workmanlike, 4 points, no injury. So, yeah, Kenny would be pleased with some of the parts of the game.
Yeah, I think it was still a little bit messy, wasn't it, at times? Like, when Collingwood went out into that early start, you start getting a little bit nervous. But, look, to their credit, they seriously pulled it together and showed that they are still a quality top eight, top sort of close to top four side. And they are, you know, starting to really gel together. I think those three boys coming back in added some stability. So yeah. I think with those guys coming back in, and then you sort of start bringing back the likes of Robbie Gray and Orazio Fantasia as it gets closer to the finals, it's, hopefully some positive signs.
Hey, Jars and Ebo, a bit of a setback at the Blewett household this morning because we've had a bit of credit card fraud the last week or so. Someone got hold of our number. So. Yeah. Netflix cut us off because I don't know the new numbers. So the new cards are on the way out. Anyway, so the youngster Sam comes flying out of the front room this morning. Netflix isn't working, so that's just it's ruined our day.
Oh, mate. What are you going to do for the rest of the day?
Well, we had to put on ABC Kids, and he wasn't happy with that. He's a bit grown up for ABC Kids, he reckons.
Oh, really? So what's he into at the moment?
What's it? Pokemon.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah. Pokemon.
I'm waiting for Leo to get into that age because that's
not my style, Ebo.
You're a bit too old for Pokemon, aren't you?
So we've got to get him back on track after the show, Jars.
All right, Gregory. Good on you, Bradley. We've got to keep moving, mate. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Fantastic, boys. All right, good luck with
Thank you, mate.
Yeah, hopefully I'll see you in person next week.
See you, mate.
Ebo, Bluey, and Jars, your Dead Set Legends on Triple M. 4.7, it's Adelaide's Triple M with your Dead Set Legends, Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman. Minus Ebo.
Now, Jars,
yes,
have you
Gregory.
Just got a
yes,
bit of a clip?
Yes.
Have you got a clip?
What?
Well, we noticed, Emma G and I, at the opener, at the top of the hour, you just noticed that you were very, very flat, right?
No. I apologise to the family. No.
You're usually right up, Jars. That's why it's no, noticeable. You're just very down today. What is going on?
No. Because we're working from home.
So?
But look, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I've got to be better than that. But I didn't take kindly to a text message from Maz, who's downstairs as we speak. You might as well have stayed in bed.
See, she's noticed.
Now, I said, I said, what was that? She goes, you're being boring. Liven up. Gregory?
She's right.
So I don't take kindly to that. Well, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Come on, let's
talk. All right, now, of course, the Olympic opening ceremony was on last night.
Yes.
Naomi Osaka lit the cauldron. Oh, yeah. Beautiful work by Naomi. Oh, but there's some new sports this year, Jazz. So we're taking your calls, 133353. Now, if you think that they've missed any sports that you would like to see in the next Olympics, give us a call. But of the new ones, Jazz, baseball and softball is new this year. Karate is new.
Karate.
Skateboarding has been added
I don't,
as well.
Nah, that shouldn't be in there. No way.
No skateboarding?
No.
Surfing?
No.
Are you happy with surfing?
No.
Why
no,
not, Jars?
No, not at all. They're not
Everyone
Olympic
surfs,
sports.
Jars.
Mate, they're not sports. I'm a traditionalist. You go back to the first modern Olympics back in 1896 in Athens. They're the sports we should be participating in back then. And now we just keep, every year we just keep adding new sports.
No, isn't that great,
though? 3x3 basketball, that's not an Olympic sport, 3x3 basketball.
3x3 basketball?
Yeah, 3x3.
That's been added. Now, what about this
skateboarding,
one?
Skateboarding, rugby sevens, handball. Please,
what's wrong
handball.
With rugby sevens?
Oh, put rugby that in the Commonwealth Games,
great.
Not the Olympics.
No,
are the six traditional sports in the Olympics that we love? We love dearly from day one.
Athletics, cycling.
Bang, yes.
Fencing.
Swimming.
Now, fencing, you could flick fencing for mine.
What?
Right? No, seriously, fencing. Who sits there and watches fencing? Gymnastics?
love the gymnastics, weightlifting.
And swimming. We love the swimming. Swimming.
Yeah, sailing's in there. Now, look, take nothing away from these wonderful people that work hard and get in there, but they're not.
Except that you've called their sport not a sport.
Well, not in the Olympics, G. Probably in the Commonwealth Games, but not the Olympics. I'm sorry. And I'll get slammed for this, but
you will. No. Isn't it the more the better? Like, what? How? Why does it offend you so to include their sport?
Skateboarding, G. Come on, please.
Now, out of the three sports that debuted in the last Olympics at Rio in 2016,
yes,
rugby sevens and golf yes have returned, yes, and they flicked kite surfing, Jars.
Kite surfing, don't. Yeah. Don't tease me. No way. Don't tease me.
Well, what are they missing? Are they missing anything? I mean, boxing is part of the Olympics. I tell you what's very popular now is, and a lot of people, this sport divides a lot of people. UFC.
What is it?
That's very popular, similar to boxing, I suppose.
Is that in UFC? The Olympics, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not. Oh, but right, maybe that is a sport that could be added in the future. Mm. Have you got any that you'd like to see at the next Olympics?
You know when and these are wonderful athletes that do that, hold their breath underwater for 2 hours?
Yeah. You want to see that? You tune into someone holding their breath for 2 hours.
Come on, let's go to the phones.
1-3-3-5-3. Have you got a better suggestion than that? I would bloody hope so.
You can also text us on the Triple M text line anytime, 0488 51047. What sport is the Olympics missing?
You're not well, Jars.
Flying. Skateboarding, please.
Ebo, Bluey and Jars are your Dead Set Legends on Adelaide's Triple M. 104.7, it's Adelaide's Triple M with your Dead Set Legends, Ebo, Bluey and Jars this morning. And with the Olympic opening ceremony last night, we're talking what sport is the Olympics missing?
Yeah, well, some of the new ones, baseball and softball, karate, skateboarding, surfing and sport climbing. I'm still yet to find out what sport climbing is, Jazz. Do you know anything about that?
I think it's rock climbing.
That's rock climbing. Don't tell me that's an Olympic sport. And what I was trying to say before was free diving.
Free diving.
Holding your breath underwater for
holding
hours.
Your breath. Yeah, I saw a doco on that on Netty Flex not long ago, and I reckon that'll eventually be a bloody Olympic sport.
Where do the spectators go to watch that one?
Well, they'll just sit on the sidelines and just wait till they come up. I don't know, mate. 1-3-3-5-3. Let's go to the phones. G, who we got?
We got Adrian from Salisbury.
How we going?
Good, Adrian. Any suggestions?
Yes, young man.
I have got a couple rippers for you here.
Yeah.
Since we've added some crappy sports, why don't we add hopscotch and tic-tac-toe right up your alley, Jars?
Jars, very nimble on your feet. You'd be a chance for a bronze.
Oh, come on. Hey. You know, give him a prize.
Okay.
Prize?
It was a prize. All right. We've got a barbecue pack voucher from Jep's Cross Barbecue Weber Store. And if you tune into Ruined It's on Monday morning and state the keyword resolves, I like that keyword, your chance to win a $500 Weber Q premium barbecue. Fire up your entertaining with Weber Outdoor Kitchens now at Jep's Cross Barbecue Weber Store.
Good work. Who else, G? Packs.
Karen in Fairview Park.
Karen?
Netball.
Everyone plays netball.
It is the highest participation sport for females in Australia and worldwide. It is very high in participation, and it is a crime it is not played in the Olympics.
Are they in the Commonwealth Games?
Yeah.
They're in the Commonwealth Games, but they are superb athletes.
They are. They're superstars in my eyes.
So if we can have skateboarding and cheerleading, then never should be in there.
Yeah,
love it.
Well said, Karen.
Love it. And those worldwide events that the run and played at netball are fantastic. They're always tight affairs. That's a great call.
I'm surprised you haven't said cricket. Thanks, Karen. Have a lovely day. I'm surprised you haven't said cricket, Gregory.
Cricket's probably played in about 15 countries, 15 to 20 maybe. So it might be a bit...
Mark Ravencroft, a good friend of ours from Country Home Living, said folk dancing.
Folk dancing.
Folk.
Was that tongue-in-cheek?
Yeah. Oh, I'm just reading the text messages I'm getting, which are piling on.
What about motor racing, Jazz?
No, that's not an Olympic sport.
Greg. Well, everyone, every country races cars. You have the identical cars, mate, and away you go.
We're taking the pee out of it, mate, honestly. Oh, here we go.
We've got week. Alex in Richmond.
All right, Alex.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Alex.
Why don't they do UFC, but only with submission holds in it? So rather than take the smashing the crap out of each other and bashing them in the head, just with submission holds.
Isn't that the same as judo? And wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yeah, but it's I know what you're saying, but a little bit different. Just an idea, because you know with the UFC, we're trying to not get people knocked in the head, and those guys are just thugs.
It is brutal.
Nah, UFC, the only reason I brought that up is that it is very popular. It's like getting more and more popular, but it's pretty brutal.
Let's go to Findon. Carol.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, Carol.
I think squash should be in there. The squash fraternity have been trying for years to get the squash into the Olympics and to the Commonwealth, because I don't think it's involved in the Commonwealth Games either.
That's not a bad suggestion. I mentioned that off air, didn't I, Jazz?
Well, you did say that. And our very own Chrissy Ditmar, who was number two for a long period of time behind Jahangir Khan in the world, Ditch would love to see squash participate in the Games, wouldn't he?
Could we still roll Ditz out or not? Or would he be literally rolling out there onto the court?
Last time I saw him, he was asleep in a creek bed somewhere.
To wrap this up, let's go to Windsor. Glenn, g'day.
How you going? Jars, this would be right up your alley, I reckon, mate. What's
that?
Darts and eight ball.
Oh. My brother and I would love it, mate. We would love it. Darts.
And you know, and they have to drink while they're playing, because then they get
down. Oh. Oh, no.
I like darts. Darts would be great.
Olympic sport, darts.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, mate. Gee, we've come up with some beauties. But anyway, we've got to support our country. But can I have a prize, please, G?
Yeah, I've got another barbecue pack voucher for Jeb's Cross Barbecue Weber store for Glenn.
Oh. Very good. I'm still getting over it.
Good on you, Glenn. Thanks for those calls too, Gregory.
Yeah, some interesting suggestions there. I heard the commentators saying last night that tug of war used to be an Olympic event.
Get
I want
out.
To bring that back.
No.
Yeah.
No, tug of war.
And, you know, while they're there, maybe like egg and spoon race, sack race.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Three-legged race.
Thanks for your calls.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Dead Set Legends with Ebo Bluey and Jars presents AFL Newsbreaker, Jay Clark.
Good on your family. He's waiting on the line. He's very good. He's a good man. We love talking to Jay-Z. He's all over it around the AFL scene. Good morning to you, young Jay.
You know, this is the favourite part of my week. So you guys are broadcasting from your homes, is that right?
Yes sir. Right.
So, Bluey, how many pictures of yourself have you got up around your sort of your lounge room and your bedroom? Is there sort of big... Have you got the big frame numbers? Oh, I've taken this many wickets and so many runs.
You've got
and all
a portrait.
Just the century on debut, Jay-Z. nothing up here.
It's pretty good, isn't it? Imagine.
Hang on, I better just put all those medals away. Put a medal away. Now, Jay, let's talk about last night. Port LA got the job done. 4 points, no injuries. Yep. Now, Collingwood lost their captain very early in the game, and that hurt him.
Yeah, and he's concerned that he's broken his leg, as he did in 2009. So it was a bit of innocuous. You sort of think as the tackle came from behind, maybe he's just copped a corky to the back of his leg here, the Collingwood captain. But he is having scans on that leg, 9 a.m. Melbourne time. So quick scans with the doctor, hopefully by this afternoon. Fingers crossed it isn't a leg break, which would potentially, or which would rule him out for the rest of the season. He would then become a coach, really, in that Collingwood setup. They probably need all the help they can get at the moment, the Pies, and he will help finish out the season. If it is bad news, as a coach, really, alongside Robert Harvey, but the best case scenario might be some bone bruising, etc. But that is only a couple of hours away from finding out the results of those scans.
Yeah, hey, Jay-Z, Alex Ranch returns to the VFL this weekend. Is he any chance of playing AFL next year?
It's a good question, Louis. This come out of the blue. So he's got some good relationships at Essendon. Obviously, Ben Rutten, who coached him at Richmond. He knows a few of the young guys who he's sort of unofficially not mentoring, but whether he's taking him under the wing, there is some friendships there. So he's currently holidaying on Queensland. He'll play for Essendon's VFL team on the Gold Coast tomorrow against Southport. Now, there is some method to Essendon's madness here. So while publicly they're all saying, oh, look, it's just a bit of a one-off game, there is no doubt that they hope this game tomorrow reignites a bit of a spark in Alex Rance. Because you look at Essendon's back line, you know, Carl Lucas forward now, Michael Hurley's coming to the end. Yes, they got Francis and Zerk Thatcher emerging. Rance for a year or two, you know, is playing part coaching. He would be perfect. So, look, it is most likely that this is a one-off game. But Ben Rutten and his team are certainly hoping that he absolutely loves the game in the red and black. He enjoys it, and it just plants a bit of a seed. Could I do this for another year or two?
Yeah, I am too. I'd love to see him back, Jay-Z. Now, what are you hearing about the grand final? Is it going to go ahead at the MCG or maybe somewhere else?
Oh, look, there's no doubt that people in Melbourne are growing more nervous that the premiership decider will once again be shifted or is vulnerable at this stage. So the unofficial sort of mark, Melbourne needs a 40 or 50,000 crowd for it to be at the MCG. That's what senior people are talking about needing for the MCG to the grand final to go ahead. If there is a crowd restriction, which means there will be a smaller crowd than that, then it could absolutely be shifted. And you'd think that Optus Stadium over there in Perth is sitting 1A, and if not, then probably Gold Coast ahead of SA. I mean, the SA, you know, it's been harder work with certainly the SA government officials over the whole quarantine issue. So, look, you couldn't lock it away. You couldn't say it is a guarantee to be held at the MCG this year.
Watch this space. Before we wrap up, Jay, what about Alistair Clarkson? The press conference yesterday, I watched it last night. Very emotional, Clarko.
Yep, and the reaction from Victorian clubs almost to a person is that Collingwood and Carlton have got absolutely no chance of getting him. So he was so emphatic. He's been pretty much well accepted point blank that he is staying at Hawthorn to the end of next year. What happens after that, I mean, who knows? But certainly Victorian club chiefs at this stage thinking that Alistair Clarkson is zero chance of lining up in navy blue or black and white coaching jumper next year.
And they're flat as too, aren't they? Those power brokers, they're gutted. Well, they might have got him.
Imagine what a coup he would be for a Jeff Brown or Mark Corder, the two jockeying Collingwood presidents, or even then Luke Sayers at Carlton. I mean, I think David Teague is still most certainly under pressure. So it would have been a massive coup, but it's it doesn't look like it's on the cards, boys.
Good on you, Jay. Have a good call this weekend, and we'll speak next week on the Rush Hour, buddy.
Take it easy.
There he is, Triple M's very own Jay Clark here on the Dead Set Legends. Voicemail, the Dead Set voicemail. They leave their messages, and this is what we have to hear today.
You have 10 new messages.
10.
Well, hello, it's Yater, and how f***ing cold would you like us calling the game at the magnificent Adelaide Oval? Would it hurt to put a small heater from Big Dubby and rest it at my feet? Apparently not. The only warmth I got was when 228 games for Port Adelaide, Dom Cassisi took the lid off his espresso and Biglands tried to light a fart during three-quarter time to be as funny as Vince.
G'day, Nathan from Cooyonga here, Blue. Hey, look, you can't clip the garden on our way out, mate. And, well, look, we're really starting to seriously doubt if you can drive straight and not hit anything green and bushy for once, mate.
You don't know who I am, but I've stolen some lemons off your tree to make a beautiful lemon meringue. If you want to stop losing your lemons, leave two bottles of white wine in my driveway.
G'day, boys. Matty Nix here. I'm hoping the authorities hear my voice and think I have COVID so I can take the week off.
It's Mutto, your boss. Wow. Ruined it, raising $35,000 by not eating for 35 hours this Wednesday. We're thinking if you guys wanted to chip in and get on board, you might want to think about not drinking for 35 minutes. Wow.
G'day, boys. It's Tex.
Yes.
Sorry, Jazz, I can't help clean your gutters, mate. I want to, but Nixie yells at me when I'm near the bottom of the ladder.
Yeah, it's Sam from Adelaide Oval. We've got footage of Andrew Jarman trying to paint the words Cheeky Greek in house paint over the Coles logo in the centre square. Look, if you see him, can you let him know to call us immediately when he gets his place? Yeah, g'day, boys. Kenny Hinkley here in the top four after a big win last round. Can you let our publicity people know when you'll do your 14 seconds of coverage on it, please, boys? That'd be good. Yeah, Stephen from AFL Publicity, a message for Andrew Jarman. No, Alistair Clarkson will not be replacing Liz Cambridge in the Opals at the Olympics, just in case your mail decided to pop up again. Yeah, Burn! Mika from the Stansbury Pub. We tallied up the money from the Bernie Vince Oval video screen fundraiser and... Shit, look, not a lot of people were interested in winning a dinner with Jars, so... I mean, good news, though. There will be a screen. The old man's going to tape an old iPad to the scoreboard so we can watch the gallopers during halftime.
G'day, it's Biggles. Jeez, that was a hard knock on Dusty Martin. I haven't seen anyone in that much pain since Bernie Vince mixed up the lube for Deep Heat when he was f***ing himself off. Oh, I should have said that. Too far. Hello, boys. It's JP. Big weekend for one of the finest radio commentators. Now, drop it. I hear you need something more therapeutic to sleep on. Yeah. I can highly recommend a waterbed. There's one I'm looking at right now that's the perfect size for you. Yeah. All you need to do is put a tarp over the tones. You're fat. I got a million more.
There are no more messages.
Now, mate, let's just talk about Alistair Clarkson and the Sam Mitchell saga that Caroline Wilson dropped last week. Now, Clarko did a press conference yesterday, and I've never seen him so emotional. He's a much-loved, he's a great coach of the football club. The players love him, and he really explained it, the situation between him and Sammy Mitchell. And let's put it to bed after this 4 or 5 minute chat with Clarko. Have a listen.
It's probably worthwhile for everyone to know in this particular landscape of what's transpired in the last 2 or 3 weeks, what has driven this whole circumstance around the transition for Hawthorn from my coaching to Sam. And it's perhaps a little bit disappointing that it's had to transpire the way that it has, because, you know, we've got the really unfortunate circumstance where Sam Mitchell, who's going to be the next coach of this football club, it should be a really exciting period for both he and us as the club. And even for me, who, despite transitioning out of being a senior coach at the club, I couldn't be more delighted in the sense that another product of our footy club is going to be senior coaching in the AFL post-2022. My commitment to this footy club, it's happened, I think, on 6 different occasions where I've signed a contract with this club. And on every one of those occasions, it was really in sickness or in health, we're gonna continue on until the end of the contract. I'm going to continue on and do this role until the end of next year. And my relationship with Sam has been ongoing for... it's been 17 years. It's going to go into an 18th year. I've got an enormous debt to this footy club for having the opportunity to coach this great club. It's a really, really challenging environment.
Do you think this year will...
Mitch and I have had a really, really strong relationship for the last 17 years. That's going to continue. Probably the mistake that both of us made, I mean, as I said earlier on, these types of decisions are usually made post-season when there's a coaching change. They're very rarely made in season, and certainly rarely, rarely made in season when it's a transition that's been mooted. And we've still got games of footy and to prepare for, and we're hoping as best we possibly could that this would just be business as usual, but just let's deal with what's going on the side here so that we can inform the outside footy world and our members and everything that this is going to be the transition that will happen at the end of 2022. Now, we understood, of course, that there was going to be speculation. You know, will Clarkson move? What does it mean? I laugh at it in one way, because if they're saying that, they don't really know me well, and that's what I'm trying to portray today. I'll see through my commitment. I've always been that way. Whether it was with a marriage, or whether it's in business or your work, I can remember when I I married my wife. We didn't know what the journey, where the journey was going to take us, but you know, she married me at a time where I was particularly vulnerable because I just lost my brother in a car accident, and I went in a great space in my late teens and early 20s. But that journey took us to Adelaide for 4 years. My wife didn't know a soul when we went to Adelaide, but she was prepared to commit for the journey. It took us on a really sad journey where we lost a brother-in-law to brain cancer. And there's been so many challenges that we've had to address over a period of time. And that's what I'm talking about, the ups and downs. But once you make a commitment to someone, then you follow it through to the end. And my commitment to Sam Mitchell is through to the end of next year. That commitment is to Sam. It's a commitment to Lyndall, his wife, and to his three children in Smith, Scarlett, and Emerson. And that commitment was made 17 years ago when I walked into the doors of the Hawthorn Footy Club, and Sam has paid me back in spades. And if it's my turn now to try to help him be a senior coach, to help him be the best person he can be. Yeah, the mistake that Mitch and I made in hindsight, in the haste of just trying to keep things all as normal as we possibly could, is we said, Mitch, I'll look after the day-to-day, and he said, yep, well, I'll look after the future. And in theory at the time, it sounded pretty good. But what it created was a little silos, in a sense, that he was going to look after the future and I was going to look after the now. But there's just so much grey area between those silos that we've had to try to meet all these talk around mediation. I meet with Mitch every day, of which I've done so again this morning. I did yesterday. I've done so every day for the last 2 weeks. And this supposed mediation session, the session that we had with Ray McLean and...
Righto.
So, Greg, that went for 13 minutes yesterday, that press conference. Outstanding. So, yes. Caroline Wilson, I think you need to make a phone call to both Alistair and Sam Mitchell and just apologise because you got it wrong.
Yeah, and that's exactly what needed to happen, though, because of that article or because of those comments from Caroline Wilson. Sam Mitchell spoke, I think, the day before.
Yes, he did.
And then, obviously, that press conference last night. And he spoke beautifully. I've got a contract and I'm going to see it through. So that is it, Jars. I don't want to hear any more about it.
No,
it's done.
And you won't,
He'll be at Hawthorn next year.
There you go. Excellent. Well said.
24.7 Adelaide's Triple M with your Dead Set Legends, Ebo, Bluey and Jars. And we've just heard from Premier Stephen Marshall, great news that we only have the one new COVID case today in SA linked to the Tenerife winery and 23,000 tests in total. So that's pretty amazing. Hopefully we're on track to wrap up this lockdown on Tuesday.
Yep, well now done, we have South the, Australia. Sorry, Jars.
Yeah, well done. Yep. Yep, sorry, Gregory. We had this opening ceremony last night, and I watched it, and I was really proud of our country. Now, we found the audio of the CBC broadcaster who didn't know that Paddy Mills was a male. This is what he said.
And you know what? I think they had two women carry the flag. Kate Campbell, the swimmer, and Paddy Mills, the basketball player. So there you go. Question
That's
answered.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
There you go. That's
what a knob.
Yeah.
That's maybe just... Paddy in the US is like a girl's name. Maybe that's what they thought.
No doubt. No doubt. But he's also a basketball player.
He's an NBA basketballer
pretty bad.
Who's playing in the United States of America.
Yes.
So
I know, Gregory. Anyway.
You would think that he would know who Paddy Mills is, but that's just the case of not doing your homework very well, Jars.
No, absolutely. Hey, and we do all our homework all the time, Gregory, on this wonderful show of ours.
Hey, Jars, I've just got some news, too, coming out of the Caribbean with the Australian ODI team because they had a game that was cancelled yesterday just before the start of play because one of the West Indian support staff tested positive to COVID. But in good news, all the players and the rest of the support staff from both teams have returned negative tests. So those remaining two ODIs will be played back-to-back on Sunday and Monday. And now that's Caribbean time. So the remaining two games will be played.
Geez, we've got cricket. We've got football games. We've got the Olympics. I'm going to be beside myself on the couch in my jammies.
You're in your element. There's going to be a massive dip in your couch in the next week or so. It's like you'll have a hammock in your couch.
Well, Triple M's rocking football all day today and all day tomorrow. Good work, G. See your family. Take care, Gregory. See you Monday.
See you, everyone.
Triple M rocks footy next with The Rub. And remember, you can stream the footy live wherever you are on the Listener app. Download it now for free. LISTNR. And just select Triple M Adelaide.